Every time this year, we love what the mayors do. You saw heard Mike Rollins talking about it the other day. But Plano Mayor Harry LaRosslière has the mayor's summer internship program also starting up out there. And there can't be a more dynamic place for a kid to get a job right now. But then all the exciting things going on in Plano. The mayor joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
So you're growing your own again, aren't you?
Yep, for sure. This is year six, and the community, the business community, has absolutely embraced this program. We've gone from 37 interns on the first year, and we had 123 last year.
No kidding. How many different companies?
Over 60 companies participated, and it's just amazing.
You know, I was looking at the list of companies. It's JCPenney and J.P. Morgan and McAfee and Liberty Mutual and Trammell Crow.
Capital One, Boeing, NTT Data. You know, just those companies you just mentioned there, Dave, that's roughly about 40,000 jobs that you just mentioned in about 30 seconds.
So the deal is, so you recruit the kids, and I guess the time has just ended when you hear, I assume you have no trouble getting kids to sign up.
Over 400 kids apply, and they keep me as far away from the selection process as possible because I'd give them all a job.
And then they earn $10 an hour.
Right.
And they work for what, a couple of months?
8 weeks. 8 weeks, yep.
First of all, you put them through some sort of a rigorous training.
Well, everyone who applies gets something. So there's an orientation day where they learn about resume building, interview skills, behavioral communication, and then they all get interviews as well. They all get, it's like speed dating, but it's speed interviewing.
So they get a break.
Everyone gets an interview who applies. And then,
so then, how do you get a 16-year-old to sign a letter of commitment to go to college, but then turn around and come back and work in Plano?
Well, that's the interesting thing. 40% of the kids that go through this program are first-generation college-bound. And so by going through this program, they are building their business network, and it's a natural fit for them because they don't have those connections maybe from their parents to get internships and to go find jobs.
So back like, yeah, and get summer jobs in college.
Real internships from college. And we have some kids that are graduating college now that's come back several times and have gotten internships, and they'll be back in Plano. There's a bridge to building the workforce of the future.
So tell me what's going on in your fair city. You've grown like crazy. You built out Legacy West in about 25, maybe 30 minutes. But now I'm beginning to see you, I wouldn't call hemorrhage, but I saw Dr. Pepper, you know, Keurig Dr. Pepper, mm-hmm. and decided to move from Plano to Frisco, which is just to the north.
That mythical city north of 121.
And then I've heard of, you know, a few other companies, and it looks like they're picking you off. And they've got all these new things up north, especially Frisco Station and the Star. And, you know, how do you hang on to them? How do you keep them in the barn?
You know, when you're on top, people come at you. But if you go at the king, you best not miss, is what I say. We have some exciting things still happening in Plano. We just announced 500 jobs with Cognizant that's coming to Plano. We have an existing companies that, for example, Boeing, you take them, for example, they've doubled their presence in Plano in just about 2 years.
So you can get by just on the companies that are there expanding.
Sure. We have a company, I can't announce it yet, but soon we hope to announce it's going to have a major presence, that already has a major presence that's looking to expand. And then we have the incredible growth that's now happening in the revitalization zone, I call it.
Over on Central
Expressway. Central Expressway. Yeah. Samsung joined us. 1,400 jobs. Peloton opened up their first office outside of New York, and they've already doubled their presence. They started off with about 250. They now have 500.
And I figured you guys were built out. Yeah. You're not. But you're going back and reusing.
I call it the new frontier, going back to where we started. And so, you know, you probably heard about Collin Creek Mall being regenerated. It's going to be a mixed-use facility. It's going to be a $1 billion project, 1.2 million square feet of office space, a hotel, residents, retail, restaurants, and so that's going to be right there at our southeast corridor, you know, 75 and George Bush, probably one of the most heavily trafficked area in terms of cars, and that's about to get started.
Getting companies sniffing around? Are you on the list for relocation?
Well, let me ask you this, Dave. You got one of the safest cities in America. second best school district and world-class city services. Why wouldn't we be on the list? We always make the short list. We just have to make it right for the companies.
Do you have term limits?
Yeah, May 2021.
You might want to sit on the sideline and then come back for another run. This has been a pretty good
run. I'm going to pass the baton on and watch someone else. I'll grab my popcorn and sit on the sidelines.
Okay, so you don't you don't sit around and throw rocks through windows in Frisco or anything like that.
You
guys coexist?
No, realistically, we have to cohabitate. A strong Frisco helps Plano. A strong Plano helps Frisco. I always call it sibling rivalry. We compete against the rest of the nation, but then when it's local, we compete against ourselves. But a win in Frisco is a win for Plano. That's just how it is.
That is just and the cycle just keeps on going. So we were mentioning Dr. Pepper going from Plano to Frisco. Let's see, where was Dr. Pepper before it got to Plano? Oh, yeah, it was in Dallas for about 30 years.
Yeah, so they're just moving north.
Good luck with the Plano Mayor's summer internship program. That's a great thing.
Thank you. And employers have until April 1st. So if someone's listening that'd like to hire or sponsor some of our kids, we'd love to have you participate. April 1st is the deadline.
You can certainly provide the kids, I know. The mayor of Plano is Harry LaRosslier, and we always enjoy having him.
Hey, you can move your radio station to Plano if you like. We got space for you.
Do you have some of those cushy upfront incentives?
Yeah, I got some really nice memorable pens that says Plano Mayor on it. I'll give you that for starters.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.